Seidel. This is Bob Rouse, your host of the Grace Radio series Voices. This adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about matters of community interest. We have two really special guests today talking about the season that's coming on us all too quickly. Alex Carolla, the Director of Cultural and Public Affairs for the City of Slidell, is with us. And a friend to Slidell, Miss Laurie Gomez, an artist, a talent, who does many interesting things. And we're going to tell you how all this works together for Christmas. So, Alex, Laurie, welcome. Glad you're here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
Oh, the season's almost upon us.
It is coming too quickly, huh?
It will be here before we know it.
Are there any new things happening this year for Christmas that we haven't seen before?
We have a lot of new aspects to classic events that we've been doing for a long, long time.
Okay.
And
okay.
That's what I want to tell you about today.
All right, good, good. Well, just get to it. Tell me what's going on.
Well, first, being that Christmas is almost here and that we've been celebrating Christmas for about the last 2 to 3 months in our department.
Okay.
We have a great event that we've been doing for almost 30 years, and it really has become a holiday tradition here in Slidell,
uh-huh.
And it's called Christmas Under the Stars.
Oh, wow. Okay,
and
good.
So it's a two-weekend event. It's going to be start on Friday, December 1st, run through December 2nd, and then again the next weekend, December 8th and December 9th. It's in Griffith Park in Old Town Slidell. And we're there from 6 to 9 o'clock that night, on all those nights.
Griffith Park, that's the one between the post office and the Slidell Municipal Auditorium.
Correct, yes, very good.
Okay, great, great. So we're going to do it again this year?
We're going to do it again this year.
So is this year 30 or 31?
Well, it's roughly about, we've been doing it for about 30 years.
Okay, yeah. I'm with you. Well, tell us all about it. What's happening this year we can look forward to?
Well, it's one of our biggest events, and like I say, you know, we plan this almost 6 months out. My department, we have public operations, we have parks and recreation, we have all those crews. They take Griffith Park and they really turn it into a winter wonderland, and they do a phenomenal job. We have lights and decorations everywhere. We have lights in the trees, so it looks like you're under the stars. At the event, we have Santa and Mrs. Claus. We have a beautiful gazebo that's decorated, and Santa and Mrs. Claus come out there. They arrive
awesome.
Via fire truck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
The old town soda shop, Mr. Frank, picks up Santa and Mrs. Claus from the North Pole, and delivers them to Griffith Park, and the kids come out there, families come out there, and they get to tell Santa and Mrs. Claus what they want for Christmas. Parents get to take pictures. It really is a magical thing.
What time does he come?
Santa usually gets there about 6:15. It depends on the traffic from the North Pole to Slidell.
Okay.
But yeah, he's usually about 6:15, and usually till he's there till about 8:30. Enough time to see all the kids there that night.
He probably needs to get to bed. He's got a lot busy man.
He's a busy man, and remember, we're on a 24-hour schedule, so.
Oh yeah.
He travels all over around the clock. So.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. That's great. All the Christmas trees that are out there, I noticed in years gone by that they've different. How does that happen?
Well,
different
we have groups? Yeah, we have something called the Parade of Trees.
Okay.
And we have about 50 live trees out there, and they're decorated by school groups, church groups, community organizations, garden clubs. And we have people, they've been doing it for years and years and years. They make homemade decorations. Oh, Boys and Girls Clubs.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts. They love doing it. Every year they come out there and they decorate the trees, and they love to show it off, you know, to their family and their friends. And it just adds so much to the park. But the other thing it does, it makes all these groups and all the kids, they have an investment in it. Look, we made those ornaments. We decorated that tree. And it's a great way to bring the community together and to celebrate that event and to celebrate Christmas.
How does a group, a church group or a organization, how did they get their tree here? They just bring it, or they talk to you?
No,
or?
Well, we have the trees delivered. They can call my department, Culture and Public Affairs, and talk to Catherine. She is the Christmas queen. And she handles all the trees.
Alex, you're 100%, man. You're the total package.
And but you could call Catherine at 646-4375, and hopefully we'll have a few trees left over, and we can get your group a tree.
That is awesome.
And if we're out of trees for this year, you know, call us early next year, and we'll get them out.
Well, Laurie, I understand that you have a pretty significant role in this Christmas under the trees.
You could say that, that's for sure. Yes.
Tell us, what are you doing this year for us?
Well, yeah. About 5 years ago, the city was trying to put out a Christmas display, and unfortunately, Katrina had destroyed a lot of their props.
Okay.
And so they were just trying to get something out. What they put out was not really very good, and I knew Slidell could do better than that. And so talking with Alex, we got together, we started talking about it. I said, look, I know I can fix this. Let's make it, just let me add it. Let me add those buildings. I'm going to make it happen. And so he was very gracious and accommodating and kind of let me just do my thing. And it just started, it just worked out great. The first year, I started them a life-size nativity.
Okay.
And the next year, we did a Cajun Christmas, and so we have it. He's Santa and Mrs. Claus are in Cajun clothes, and they're sitting at a table, and they're eating crawfish and shrimp, and they got beignets for dessert and root beer, and it's very,
man,
very cool. And then the next year, we did a Santa's workshop. And so what I did for that was I tried to put myself in the mind of what a child would imagine that to be. And so I didn't want a lot of plastic, electronic toys that is what seems to be the focus now. I wanted toys that grandparents had when they were kids.
Oh, yeah.
And that they could get in on the fun and they could point things out and show kids, look, this is what we had. I mean, there's an old Roy Rogers and Dale Evans guitar in there.
Come on.
And Shirley Temple toy and doll and clackers. We had clackers and all the little elves that were in there all needed to be redone. They were from the 50s and they were rough. So they all got haircuts and new clothes, and what I made them all look like they're doing are playing with things like toy soldiers and marbles and those kinds of things that make play fun, not just sitting behind a digital screen.
Yeah, they kind of stimulate the imagination.
Exactly. Mrs. Claus has got cookies, and a lot of the ornaments, if you really pay attention, all the ornaments I made out of, I sculpted and fired, they're made out of ceramics, even the cookies and everything. You'd be shocked at how much was actually, even the logs in the fireplace, I made all that. It really does. I got baby Rudolph sitting by the fire, and you know, Santa's got his list, and Mayor Drennan's on it, and the fire chief Chris Kaufman's on it, and you know, the police,
cool,
the sheriff now.
Just to be clear, they're on the nice list.
Yes, they are on the nice list. They're on, but he is watching, just so they know.
Oh, okay.
But and so the last year we did like a traditional, a little bit fancy Victorian home on the inside with Christmas tree and everything, and set up a table. And on the table, you see all kinds of pies and candies and desserts. That's all handmade.
Okay.
I made every single bit of that. And this year, we have a surprise.
Okay.
So this year, years ago, the city had purchased a castle from Blaine Kern.
Okay.
And it's in two pieces. It's going to be about 12 feet tall by the time it's put together. It did have some damage and missing some pieces. So what we've decided to do is Frozen, the movie Frozen is a big deal with all the kids right now.
Oh my goodness,
yes. So it's getting transformed as we speak into an ice castle. And it's going to have those characters from the movie in there. And I think I'm having a blast just starting to put it together. I mean, Alex is getting excited about it. Every time I call him, I'm like, I got snowflakes. Look, they're crystal snowflakes. you know, and that's how we are every single year about this. It's like we're Santa's little helpers and we're just behind the scenes doing this. And I'm going to tell you something. It's nothing better than going out there when the kids start coming. They don't know who I am or what I've done. But when you just sit back and you watch it happen and you watch those kids go from building to building and they're pointing things out and they're noticing things and parents and grandparents are getting excited, that is the best. That is what Christmas is about.
That is.
Absolutely.
Well, it sounds like you're in the spirit of Christmas.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. I used to put up 7 Christmas trees at my house.
Oh, you didn't.
I used to. I'm getting older. So now there's not that. And my kids are grown, so I don't do that many anymore. But, you know, I do a life-size nativity at my home. And it takes up an acre and a half that I started after Hurricane Katrina.
Wow.
And that's welcome for people to come out and drive through. I live in Magnolia Forest. There are signs that lead you through my neighborhood. It's off of Military. And it's about an acre and a half. It's all life size, all hand painted. My husband cuts out all the pieces for me. And it's very special to have that up every year. It really is.
What a gift as an artist to be able to see things through other people's eyes. One time I asked, I said, what is it? What are the really gifts of an artist? You know, is it to be able to paint or see proportions? And they said, no, the real gift of the artist is in the eyes. They see things that other people don't see, but they can call our attention to it to help us to be in a picture and in a scene and all of this. And it sounds like you got the eye.
Well, and that, you know, I'm a self-taught artist. So that is a gift that was bestowed on me. You know, I pray about what I paint, and I pray for ideas, and I pray to be guided when I'm doing
Amen.
Something. I just believe that during that time with Katrina, I felt like as an artist, you know, what can I do? You never know. You know, artists don't make a lot of money, and how can you help your community, and how can you do things? Well, it's not always a financial thing. Sometimes something like doing the nativity or whatever, that is what can lift a community. And that is a contribution. I like doing that. I also, you know, to go to what you're saying is taking things that people would throw away or think is not worth anything and turning that into something beautiful.
Amen.
I mean, I love to do that. That's one of my favorite things to do. If you'd see some of the stuff he's given me and said, well, we're either going to throw it away or can you do something with it? What is my answer usually?
I'll take it and work my magic.
Give it to me. Give me a minute. Let me try to fix it. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, you know, that's one of the wonderful things about being a Christian and maybe even being a citizen of Slidell is that when everybody does their best, you do your part. I confess I do not possess the gift of the artist. But maybe there's some other things that I can contribute. But, you know, when we all put our best on the table, you bring your artist concepts and take things that you know people are interested in.
Absolutely.
And help them to come to life. The things
Absolutely.
That Alex does to bring us family events. And this is just another in a list, but a very important place on the list of family events in Slidell.
It absolutely is. And absolutely none of this, I mean, you know, I'm just a part of it. You know, Alex listed all of the people in the community that come together to make this happen, and the city workers and the poor electricians that, I mean, can you imagine? You know how hard it is just putting your lights on the tree and getting them to work year after year. Imagine 50 trees and five buildings and other, you know, I mean, it really is a huge group effort. It absolutely is. But boy, I tell you what, it's better now than I've ever seen it in the years that I've lived in Slidell. Alex is a huge part of that for trusting me, letting me take the rein on some of this. And it's just amazing. When you get out there, it is a magical feeling to see so many people just happy and not worried about day-to-day, everything that's going on. Just for that moment, they're not thinking about anything else that's going on in the world. They're just having fun and laughing and having a good time, and that's what it's all about.
It's kind of coming into another land.
Absolutely.
I mean, leaving our day of trouble. Who knows what's going on in the world except it all seems like it's bad.
Absolutely. But at least that's all they tell us.
That's right. But to live in Slidell and to come to this special wonderland before Christmas, help
yes.
us get in the mood, help us to appreciate what Christmas is all about.
Absolutely.
As well as honoring some of the traditions that we've built up over the years, the Cajun
yes.
night before Christmas. Oh, shit, that's a good thing, yeah.
I mean to tell you. And in there, you know, it's got possums and little bears, and they're all cuddled around, and Mrs. Claus is reading them a tale.
Yeah, I love it.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Absolutely.
I love it. Well, Alex, sounds like you've done a whole lot of work with this Christmas Under the Stars, getting it ready. Like I said, you've been doing this for 6 months. A lot of stuff, huh?
It's a lot of stuff, and a lot of people work really hard to make this possible for our community. So,
you know, I've looked at those stars in the trees. 60 years ago, I would see no problem in me climbing up there to do it. How do you get all those lights in the trees?
Well, it's not me, trust me. It's our electricians, and they're not climbing. I think they have, you know, the equipment that gets them up there.
Okay. So. Well, that's great. Well, I'm sure it'll be a great event. We'll look forward to it. Give us the dates again.
December 1st and 2nd.
Which is a?
Friday night and a Saturday night from 6 to 9.
Okay.
And the next weekend, December 8th and December 9th. That's a Friday and Saturday as well, from 6 to 9 in Griffith Park.
So as well as enjoying the exhibits and the artwork and the things that we've already talked about, Santa Claus will be there?
Santa Claus will be there to take down Christmas list, and he's more than happy to take pictures with kids as well. So we tell parents to bring their cameras or their cell phones. Every cell phone has a camera on it now. So
there you go. So the first two weekends in December,
correct,
are our goal for the major part of it. Is it open during the week and people just come out and just
the lights are on during the week, and yeah, people can come out and enjoy the lights and the decorations.
So after they go to dinner or Christmas shopping or something like that, they can come walk through, right, and take time looking at the trees.
And the lights are on until like 10, 11 o'clock at night. So.
Oh, that's way past my bedtime, but I'm really glad for those night owls that they'll be able to enjoy it too. Well, that's great. Well, that's a great start to December. You can't possibly have anything else happening that would be of interest in December, could you?
Oh, yeah. We have a lot more going on in December, and I think I'll talk to you about that next time.
Oh, Alex, you're teasing me now. You're teasing me now. Okay. Anything else you want to leave us with today?
Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you guys for being with us today. Thank you, Alex. You always bring joy when you come into the studio. We appreciate that. And
well, I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you so much.
And you brought Laurie today, so we got double joy. Thank you.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, good. And Laurie, thank you for all that you've done to make this a special thing.
It comes from a place in my heart. So, like I said, nothing better than when you sit back and watch those kids experience it. It's nothing better than that.
Well, works of passion are my favorite type things to promote, and this definitely is one. I think for both of you. I think Alex gets paid to do this, but I think he does it with great joy and anticipation, doesn't he?
Absolutely.
And God sends him gifts like you to help.
So. Well, he's a great partner. Absolutely.
Well, great. Well, thank you, Laurie. Appreciate you coming.
Thank you.
And thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Voices here on Grace Radio. We want to hear from you. You can call us at 985-250-1037. Leave a comment, send us a text, and if Alex or Lori said something today that piqued your interest, give us a call. Tell us about it. If you need more information, we'll do that for you, too. We encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio Slidell. Also, check in on our website, www.graceradioslidell.net. There you can make tax-deductible gifts to support this station. We need the financial support of folks just like you. Again, give us a call, 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again for Voice of Slidell Daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.